On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire where we ask questions of each other and you at home try to play along and get those questions right. Most of these questions are based on hard rock and heavy metal, some pop, some AOR, a little bit of everything. So, Danny.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, are you ready? I think I'm all over the map today.
Oh, boy.
Okay, question number one. Who is the guitar player who replaced Joe Walsh in one band and Ritchie Blackmore in another band? It's the same guy.
Replaced Joe Walsh.
Yep, in one band.
And Ritchie Blackmore in another.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Need any hints?
I'm going to say Steve Morse.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
All right, your hint is He replaced Joe Walsh in the James Gang, and he replaced Ritchie Blackmore in Deep Purple, and I believe 1974-75.
And it's not Steve Morse.
No. Steve Morse is much later. So who replaced Blackmore in the 70s?
Jeez.
And he's dead. He died at age 25, I believe in 1975, 76.
I'll say Mark Bolan.
Nope, you're super close. Mark Bolan was T-Rex. Tommy Bolan is the answer.
Damn it.
Little bit different. Tommy Bolan was a genius, but he was messed up on that smack. Died at age 25.
Jeez, that's sad.
Man, quite a legacy. He replaced Joe Walsh and Ritchie Blackmore. And his teaser solo album is pretty good.
Yeah.
Native American dude. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, check out that teaser album. It's pretty good.
All right, question number one for you. Which band came first with their initial album? Def Leppard, Motorhead, Diamond Head, or Saxon?
I would say Motorhead.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yep. His Motorhead was 75. Diamond Head was in 1976. Saxon was in 77. And Def Leppard in 78.
Did you say Diamond Head was in 76?
That's what I said.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, based on my research.
Unless it's a different Diamond Head, but okay. I could be wrong, but I thought Diamond Head.
That's when they were formed.
Oh, when they were formed, okay.
Yeah, so maybe their initial album came later, but.
Yeah, they just showed on Access TV, Ace of Spades, one of those album shows, how they made the album with Motorhead.
Oh, really?
And I'm watching it and looking at the three guys, goes, my son was there. You realize all three of those guys are dead now? Filthy Phil, Fast Eddie Clark, and Lemmy are all dead.
Oh, man, that is sad.
Jesus.
Man.
I know. Sorry for the bummer note. So let's go to a happy question.
Yeah.
Another list, of course. And you gave me a list. I'm going to give you a list. How many top 40 U.S. singles does Mr. Big have?
Top 40 U.S. singles. Oof.
And they're all ballads.
Are they really? Okay.
I'll say six.
Nope.
Three.
Wow.
To Be With You, Just Take My Heart, and Wild World. The only three. Yeah, Japan's where they're huge. The U.S. is, yeah. To Be With You went with number one, Just Take My Heart with 16, and Wild World went 27, and then the U.S. ignored them.
Jeez, that's sad, man. What an ultimate talented band.
Still good.
I was watching a video yesterday on how to play the intro to Green Tinted 60s Mind. It actually looks pretty easy. You just gotta get it, the notes down.
Now we got to get your band to play that. Come on, Day Tripper. Let's get it on there.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Not going to happen. Hey,
I think I would have to switch over to guitar, I think.
You have to do the Billy. You can do the Billy Sheehan stuff.
Right.
You do the fast songs.
That song's not too bad to play. I don't see us playing that one.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll have a list for you now.
Oh, joy.
It's just a number.
Okay.
How many top five U.S. albums have Def Leppard had?
I'm going to say...
Top five.
Top five. I'm going to say four.
That is correct.
Wow, that was a guess.
Can you tell me which ones?
I'm going to say Hysteria, Adrenalize, maybe Pyromania.
Yeah, that's the three easy ones.
My favorite is High and Dry, and that won't be one of them. Oh, God, I don't know. God, what's the name of that? Euphoria.
Nope, that is incorrect. Oh. It was Sparkle Lounge, got up to number five.
Yeah, it was probably the first week it came out, and then it dropped to like 99.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. My favorite is, well, other than High and Dry, it might be X. I love that album.
Oh, okay. Or 10, whichever you want to call it.
Whatever.
We call it X. Yeah, screw them Roman numerals.
That's right.
We're not Romans.
All right, so you're two for two. Way to go.
Holy crap, that's a miracle. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
I'm fading. Okay, here I go. Question number three for you.
All righty.
When Klaus Meyen was having vocal problems while recording the Blackout album, who was rumored to replace him and ended up recording the demos with the band before he returned? It's a famous 80s lead vocalist.
Wow. Famous 80s lead vocalist.
And he's an American.
Was he in a band or solo?
Yes, he was in a band, and the band is named after him.
Oh, geez. American band. I'm going to say Kip Winger.
No incorrect, but good guess. Don Dokken.
You got to be kidding.
No, because Don Dokken actually got his record deal in Germany and had his first record came out there, and he happened to be in the area, and he did some demos with sang the lead vocals until Klaus came back.
Wow. For Blackout.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to hear those. I mean, I love that album, but it'd be interesting hearing Don Dokken do that.
Yeah, I'm glad Klaus came back.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Don Dokken, but yeah,
Klaus can still sing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, that's true. He's in his 70s, and he's still doing his little dance where he taps on the side. You ever seen him do that?
Yeah. It's his move.
Yep. Still works. Damn good band.
All right, so last question for you. You're two for two, so let's see if you can get them all. What are the Ramones to be in the band the whole time? The only Ramones.
The only Ramone members to be in the band the whole time before they took off. Well, there's Johnny and Joey.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yeah, they've had all kinds of bass players and drummers in there, but Johnny and Joey are the only two the whole time, and apparently they didn't get along too good.
No, I guess Johnny was super conservative, and Joey was really liberal. They just butted heads.
Oh, yeah, and Johnny apparently was, like, real straight-laced and had a lot of self-control, and we all know about Joey.
Yeah, Joey was a mess. And then Dee Dee was a real mess. Dee Dee hated the haircuts that Johnny wanted everybody to wear, and eventually shaved his head. But They were cool while they lasted.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Okay, I think we've done it.
All right, way to go. 3 for 3. You win.
I win this week, finally. Been on a big losing streak lately, so okay.
Tell him what he won, Johnny.
Nothing, probably.
The eternal gratitude of everybody listening.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, all 12 of you.
So there's that.
Okay, yeah, I feel better now. Thank you.
All right.
And on that note...
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of Track by Track, where we go through two albums, comparing them track by track. So we give a point to the album or the song that we agree on, and no points for the songs that we each pick from a different album. So it's kind of interesting. Albums that we think are our favorites maybe lose to another album that we don't think is our favorite, but it's all in the track listing. So are you ready for this week's matchup?
I'm excited. Let's do this.
All right, this time we're doing a couple of hair bands' debut albums. We're going with 1986 Poison with Look What the Cat Dragged In. Versus 1981's Motley Crue's Too Fast for Love.
My two favorite albums by both of those bands.
Well, there you go. This will be an interesting comparison then. So we'll go track by track and give a point to the ones that we agree on. Let's see which album we think is better.
Okay.
All right. First songs, Cry Tough versus Live Wire.
Like them both a lot, but I got to go with Live Wire.
Yep. Yeah, me too. Live Wire's awesome song. I like Cry Tough, but... There we are.
Yeah, they borrowed that opening drum beat from a lot of 60s songs.
Yeah. All right, second song, I Want Action versus Public Enemy Number One.
Big hit for Poison and I like Public Enemy Number One.
I'm going to go with I Want Action on this one. I love that song.
Okay.
I like Public Enemy Number One. These two albums, as I'm going through thinking, man, this is going to be tough to pick.
Come on, man. Public Enemy Number One's got the cowbell.
We need more cowbell. Yeah. I think all these songs have cowbell.
Yeah. Tommy used it a lot early.
He did. He must have had a big cowbell.
Apparently he has, if you've seen the video.
Yeah, I have, but that's a different story.
Hey, anybody who can drive a boat has a big cowbell.
He might have been driving it with his cowbell. I don't know.
I think he was.
Yeah. All right, song number three, I Won't Forget You versus Take Me to the Top.
Take Me to the Top.
Yeah, I'm a little tired of I Won't Forget You.
Yeah, kind of it's cheesy.
A little slow for me.
A Paul Stanley in the video.
Yeah, well. Song number four, Play Dirty versus Merry-Go-Round.
Play Dirty for me because Merry-Go-Round gets on my nerves.
Yeah, I'm going to Play Dirty as well. I like that song. Last song on side one, Look What the Cat Dragged In versus Piece of Your Action.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
This is the hardest one on the album for me because I love both songs.
Yeah, I do. Love them both, but I got to go with Look What the Cat Dragged In.
I do too. I love that song. I love Piece of Your Action is great too, but I'm going with Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Mm. Yeah, don't hate us, Crue fans.
Yeah, you guys answer these questions and tell us which one you think is better. And if you're a huge Motley Crue fan, you'll probably pick Motley Crue, but there you go.
Yeah.
We're trying to be at least a little bit objective.
We're trying, but Poison gets a lot of crap from people. They don't get enough respect.
Yeah, they're a great band. Though my favorite Poison song is not on here.
Oh, okay.
All right, the next song, Talk Dirty to Me versus Starry Eyes.
I got to go with Talk Dirty to Me.
I'm on that one too. I don't really like Starry Eyes much.
I like Starry Eyes quite a bit. That was a little close. That was a tough one for me. But Talk Dirty to Me is a classic.
Yeah. Next song, Want Some, Need Some versus Stick to Your Guns.
Oh, you got that version of it.
Yep.
Stick to Your Guns for me, even though it was on the leather version, right?
Yep.
Stick to Your Guns for me.
I'm going with that one as well. Want Some, Need Some, just blah.
Yeah, that was a kind of a filler track.
Yeah. That's the problem with the Poison album. It kind of gets a little bit fillery at the end. But
yeah, and some of their writing styles, talking about the same stuff a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently Brett Michaels said all of their working titles are Sexy Thing.
Yeah, pretty much. And they have a song. Yeah, the song Sexy Thing as well.
Yeah.
What was on their minds?
All right, next song, Blame It On You versus Come On and Dance.
Oh, I got to go with the cowbell. Come On and Dance.
Yep. Yeah, I told you, he used cowbell all over this album, but that, I'm going with that song too.
Yeah, I don't think Poison's ever going to have a song called, like, Corporate Restructure.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Like...
Diversify Your Portfolio.
No, that'll never happen.
No, unless you're talking about getting different, you know, blondes, brunettes, redheads.
Right, so what's the total so far?
Right now, Motley Crue has 4 and Poison has 3.
Ooh, another close one.
Very interesting. All right, so next song, Number One Bad Boy versus Too Fast for Love.
Too Fast for Love for me.
Yep, totally. That's a great song.
That was easy for me.
I wish they would go back and re-record this album. Just the sound, I've never been a big fan of the sound of this album, but the songs are great.
Yeah, because, well, the thing that these albums both have in common is they both came out independently first. And I know Motley Crue re-recorded and put theirs out. I don't know. I don't think Poison ever did. Or Poison's was on a small label, but Motley Crue's was re-recorded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's probably on a tight budget, both of them.
All right. Last song on the albums. Let Me Go to the Show versus On with the Show.
Let Me Go to the Show for me.
I'm saying On with the Show.
Oh, we canceled each other out.
I do like that song. All right, so we are 5-3 in favor of Motley Crue, Too Fast for Love.
Yay, which is my favorite Motley Crue album.
Yeah, I don't know if that's my favorite Poison album, but it's up there.
It's got some good songs, but then there's some other stuff on there. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Maybe the next.
Yeah, some of the later Motley Crue albums I really like. I mean, the one with John Corabi is by far my favorite, but that's a totally different band.
Yeah.
So they were so overplayed on Theater of Pain and Dr. Feelgood.
I mean, but think about it. The last great Motley Crue album was the one with Corabi. Because the ones that came out after it weren't that good.
No. No, they're awful.
Generation Swine and Street Man.
What's that? Saints of Los Angeles?
And New Tattoo, yeah. Some of them have some decent songs, but nothing that really grabs you.
Right, right.
I'm not surprised that Motley Crue won that one, so the crew heads won't kill us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're a little more rambunctious. They're like, Crue fans are like Kiss fans. They're rabid.
Absolutely. But now, if the Poison had every bone in your body but mine.
Every bone in your body but mine.
I'd be all over that.
I think you and I are the only two who like that song.
That is by far my favorite Poison song.
Yep. With CC DeVille on vocals. So go get that on iTunes. Or does iTunes even do songs anymore? Get it somewhere, yeah, Spotify.
You can buy songs one by one for the most part. Oh. Some of the songs you can only get if you buy the whole album, but I think you can buy most of the songs by itself.
Oh, okay. That should be number one next week then, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Number one with a bullet.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? And now, Poison. Man. Comeback of the Century.
All right, so there you have it. Motley Crue beat Poison's debut albums.
Okay, click.